I'm comedian Timmy Boyle, and this is the greatest live Instagram comedy experience that nobody knew about. March of 2020, I just arrived home from tour when COVID-19 shut down the world. So despite being severely technically challenged, I started a daily live Instagram show right here from my living room. Because how hard could it be? And how long could a pandemic last? Apparently longer than 5 months. So now, 100 episodes later, I've called comedians as diverse in experience as they are in style from all around the world to discuss comedy, life, and, well, whatever. I had no goals, which was a great idea. I avoided tech checks, which was a bad idea. And I eventually wore no pants. The jury's still out on that one. And my OJ, over 150 days, transformed from refreshing drink to rancid mystery liquid right before our eyes. It was a random, free-flowing, hilariously messy ride into the minds and backstage lives of entertainers where anything could happen, and did, including a trip to a goat farm. Overcoming a lack of direction, resources, and tech ineptness, as well as multiple zombie cyber attacks, a project not expected to last even a week soon developed into a must-watch show like no other. But don't take my word for it, see for yourself, right here, on another episode of Calling Comedians in Quarantine. Is that it? Did we get it all? Awesome. Oh, well, thank you for those who are coming in. Mary Jane Baker's here. Kevin Pauls is here. Kevin, what's up, my friend? I am my 589. Welcome back. A regular here on the show. Martin Franks is in the room. We're going to be talking to Martin Franks in a little bit. Roy is here. Thank you so much for those who are tuning in so quickly here. We got Barry. Barry is in as well. Hello to Martin. Hang on there, Martin. We're going to bring you into this show. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight on someday in quarantine. I lost track. Probably, let's see, the last time that I really understood what day of the week it was, in what month it was probably about 25 years ago. I literally have no clue what day it is ever. So this has really just kind of been no different for me. My mom is in the house. Everybody say hi to my mom and then watch your language. So my mom is in the house. Joel Madison is in the house. Joel Madison right away is greeting Barry. Barry has said hello as well. Joel, make sure that, yes, thank you, Joel. Thank you. Actually, she said hi to my mom as well. So make sure everybody gets in there and says hi to my mom. She gets very, very bitter and angry when she's here and nobody acknowledges her because she believes she really is the reason why I'm here. So I'll give her some credit for that. I guess I needed her. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be here. Crystal's Punny is in. Joy is coming in. So many of our regular viewers are in the show tonight. For those of you who are tuning in right now, understand this. My name is Timmy Boyle, and you are watching Calling Comedians in Quarantine. This is our almost, wait, what's if we do the math? 35, 7. We've done 5 weeks of this. 5 weeks. Karen is in here as well. 5 weeks. Last night's, the episode was 35. Here we go, everybody. Last night's episode was 35, but tonight's episode is 36. See that? That's how you conquer technology. We've had some serious technological fails, but the toilet paper, that never goes down. If this technology all collapses, I will forever be able to show you which episode it is on my toilet paper. Mind you, if the technology collapses, then I really can't show you because then we don't have this. And I suppose I could go stand outside I do curbside pickup if you want comedy on the curb, or if you want to see what episode. Maybe we'll do a Calling Comedians in Quarantine out in front of my house on the street. I hope you're recycling what? My toilet paper? This here? No, I'm going to use it later on. I don't. Is that what you mean by recycling? That's a little inappropriate, Karen. Karen is like an ongoing meme online. I don't know if Karen is familiar with that, but Karen. Anyways, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna invite in our comedian for tonight. We have been calling comedians from all around North America. Does anybody see like fluff floating around? Oh, it was because I did this. Look, it's snowing, everybody. Can everybody see that? You see the fluffs? It's like Christmas. It's like Christmas here on Calling Comedians in Quarantine. For the record, I have been drinking out of this same glass of orange juice for 5 weeks now. Sometimes it starts to settle in the bottom. It's probably been fermented for probably about a week and a half. So partway through these shows, my mind goes a little bit loopy. But I haven't washed this sweater. And I still don't have pants on. In fact, I haven't even shaved for a few days. I'm starting to get a little bit on the lazy side. Anyways, here on the show, we have been calling comedians from all around North America. Tonight is no different. Assuming we have no technical problems, which I cannot promise you, because we have one goal on this show, and that is to have zero goals. So whatever happens, happens. And the people who stick with us throughout this episode, as they do with any episode, when things go wrong, if you bail, hey, you know what? Don't watch the show then. But if you want to see stuff that you might never ever see again, this is the show to watch. So here we go. We're going to bring in our comedian tonight. Martin Franks is his name. I am going to reach out and see if we can't bring in Martin Franks on episode 36 of Calling Comedians in Quarantine. Martin Franks. Martin Franks. Well, while we're waiting for Martin Franks, we got Hulk Hogan up there. Everyone, a shout out to the Hulkster. Alyssa Milano, of course, is always joining us here in my living room. Batman, Yoda. We've got Transformers and everything down there. Martin Franks' world flat out declined. So that is interesting. Every time we do this show, we have had something go wrong. Last night, we had somebody who was literally blocked. Like, I could not invite them in. But I tried sending Martin one, and then he said no. That's a first here on the show. Let's try again. Martin, here we go. Wrong? What am I wrong about? Here we go. I sent it to you again, Martin Franks. Sent an invite, and it should be accept or decline. And Martin Franks, here on Calling Comedians in Quarantine. Thank you. Oh, look at that. We lost a viewer. That's okay. The viewers who leave because things aren't going well, hey, they're going to miss out. That's all I'm saying. I have a rule on this show. Don't miss a show, because if you do, you might miss the show, which actually last night was the show. That was a wild and crazy ride. In fact, a couple nights ago, while we're waiting here for Martin, I actually did a Jack Tripper tribute, and I did a backwards roll over my couch over there. That happened right here on the show. What else did we do? Well, we've done some things. Martin Franks World is saying yes. This is going to cause some problems here. Thank you for those that are tuning in, because you are about to watch us hopefully connect with Martin Franks. So Martin, you try to log out, come back in, and it should ask you if you want to join the live. Try it that way. So log out completely, come back in, and it should immediately give you a notification and say, yeah, I want to join the live. Try that. All right. So here we go. Well, Crystal's punny did miss last night. As we're just trying to connect, Martin probably is high. Actually, that's a good point, Joel. Martin probably is incredibly high, but he's going to get out of this thing and then come back in. Listen, Crystal's punny sacrificed herself last night, and this is worth noting to all of you. I appreciate everybody who tunes in on these shows. Like I said, over 5 weeks now of me doing shows in my living room. But last night, Crystal's punny did the ultimate sacrifice because she is a genuine fan of this show and our circuit tour and Upstanding Comedy and myself. There's a whole lot of stories going into all of that. But last night, our comedian that we were calling James McNeil was having some technical problems, and she literally handed her account over to James McNeil. And as a result of that, she couldn't watch the show. Now, James McNeil couldn't ultimately use her account to get on the show, and I felt bad for Crystal, but also incredibly grateful for Crystal sacrificing her viewing pleasure so that you all could see James McNeil come on the show, and she literally handed her Instagram account over. We don't know why it didn't work, but Crystal's punny, you deserve a cheer. Everybody, I hope you're all clapping because she literally sacrificed herself. Let's do this. Well, I didn't think it was going to do that. That's my megaphone. Wah. Crystal's punny. You are amazing. That is all. That's pretty cool, eh? So I've never seen anybody sacrifice themselves like that. And do that. So, okay, so we are waiting for Martin Franks to come in. Hey, here's something. I was gonna show you while we're waiting for, oh, now I don't know where it is. That's what I get for not having anything planned out. Let me tell you something about this here. So this here is a bar of soap signed. Martin Franks says signed in. Okay. Just as I was about to tell my soap story, Martin Franks is signed in, and then you should just be able to push. Come on in. Let's try this. Let's try this with Martin Franks. Here we go. Go live with Martin Franks. Here we go. Waiting for Martin Franks. Waiting for Martin Franks. You know, this is the reason when people say, "Hey, how come nobody does live TV anymore?" This is why, but this is what makes life exciting. You know, if everything just worked out really well, what would be the point of life, right? Because without the things that don't go well, then we wouldn't know about the things that do go well. So when we have technical problems like this, that's what helps us appreciate when we don't have technical problems. So we should be very thankful right now that we can't get a hold of Martin Franks, because that makes you appreciate how amazing it is that right now. Oh, wait a minute. I think I got, wait. Request from Martin Franks. Ladies and gentlemen, do we have our comedian here on Calling Comedians in Quarantine? Martin!
Oh, wow.
We did it!
Are we out of time?
About 20 minutes ago, done.
Oh,
That's
I'll
all
tell
right.
you, I never claimed to be a technical wizard.
No,
And I'm not.
you're not. No, I'm a technical wizard.
You are beautiful.
Are you a wizard at all? Do you know the difference? There's a difference between a wizard and a sorcerer. I think I'm more sorcerer than wizard. Where would you place yourself on that spectrum?
I think I'm more wizard, and as you know, I'll enjoy a big wizard stick now and then.
You do. Now, here's the thing. Now, not everybody knows this, but let me just say that for those that are coming in here, that is Martin Franks down there. My name is Timmy Boyle up here, unless your phone is upside down. Now, according to Martin, I could be anywhere on his screen because when I first met Martin Franks, and we're going to talk about this in a second, but we have had comedians from all different stories and backgrounds and stuff, but you are defined by two things right now, I believe. Unless something has changed, you are defined by the fact that you love a little bit of weed, and you also are a Uber driver and a comedian. So that's three things. So are all of those still true?
All true. I'm kind of a triple threat when you look at it like that. I get a lot of my material from those first two things, the weed and the Uber driving. I do other things in my life, but that's where a lot of my material comes from, as you witnessed when we met.
Now, when you are Uber drivering, that's a word, right?
Yeah, drivering. Yeah.
Yeah. When you're Uber drivering, do you get the material for the Uber driving from the weed and from doing comedy? And do you bring that in to your Uber driving?
Yeah, interesting. You know what? I think it probably kind of soaks in a little bit, you know?
Right? Like it's be interesting of which way the two triangle pieces. Like, does the Uber driving and the comedian actually help you when you enjoy the weed? Like, does the triangle always kind of feed into the last point? Do you see what I'm trying to do there?
No, I mean I do, but I feel like I'm so stoned right now I can't follow you.
Yeah, it's a
And
little.
I'm not stoned. It's just your mind is so complex, it's hard for me to keep up.
Now, are you currently in your Uber vehicle?
Negative. Negative. Although that would have been clever if I had been doing
Yeah.
this live from the Uber, although I would have probably crashed by now because trying to get that camera on and get this thing working, I might have been dead by now.
I was wondering because I thought maybe you had like a cabinet in the back and then they having the art up. I thought that is a funky Uber
Oh
view.
yeah, you know what? That's something I could try. A lot of people do decorate their Ubers, you know, like disco ball or I don't know. I was thinking about maybe like a caveman room, you
Ooh.
know, fur and
Yeah,
rocks,
yeah.
something like that, or maybe something like this. Yeah, just a door and a piece of art. Make it homey.
Now, homie, hey, be my homie. That's a
Right
good
home.
street term. Mary Jane Baker has I think she's correcting us here.
Oh.
She says that it's 2020, not 1960. I think she's saying we should call it cannabis, not weed, because cannabis is now the official term.
Yeah. Yeah, she might be right. Who's that, Mary Jane?
That's Mary Jane
We can't
Baker.
call it Mary Jane then either, but
No.
that's old school. But yeah, maybe she's right. It's hard for me to catch up with the times. I'm kind of old school in that way, but cannabis, yeah, that works.
Okay, so here's what I want to talk to you about a few things tonight, and I want to thank you for joining me here on Calling Comedians Inc. Quarantine. But
Thank you for having me, and sorry about the delay at the top.
oh, believe
Also,
me.
hello to your mother. She is the reason you're here.
Thank you. My mother appreciates that.
My mom.
So we've talked with a couple comedians along the journey here because we've had some that have, we like I don't have all I ask is that people are clean on the show. I don't it doesn't matter to me what topics we cover or if they share their life story, whatever it may be. I take whatever this route takes. But you're fascinating to me because I met you at a clean comedy challenge,
Correct.
and we've talked to a couple comics over the last 5 weeks here on the show just about kind of what topics shouldn't be talked about, you know, in the clean world. What is clean? What is not clean? Can you preach certain things? And what I thought was fascinating about you was that you are defined as a weed smoking, sorry, cannabis smoking. We're in 2020, a
Yeah.
cannabis smoking Uber driving comedian. A lot of your material is flowing through both of those routes. And yet I thought that your set was completely clean and you did incredibly well at a clean comedy challenge. What are your thoughts on the fact of using your love for cannabis as a base for your comedy and how that fits into some people's perception of whether or not that is clean comedy?
Well, you know, I think most of my material, most of my jokes, it's, as you said, you know, cannabis related, Uber related, but really, it's more than that. You know, it's still everyday experiences, but with those things sort of, influencing how I see things. Mm-hmm. I think my material is not dirty. I think material is kind of universal.
Absolutely.
I think I just, at the Clean Comedy Challenge, I just didn't drop as many, you know, F-bombs or whatever.
Right.
At another club, I might drop a couple of more, sprinkle some in there. But the material itself is pretty pretty clean, pretty universal. It's just an occasional swear word at the other joints.
At the other joints. Good one. I enjoyed the pun. Hey, two things. First one would be I probably told you this, but you were one of my favorites down at the Clean Comedy Challenge. Okay. Like I really, really enjoyed your comedy.
Right back at you. And that was a good time. I enjoyed that whole process.
It was a fantastic time. Did you have anybody though come up to you at the Clean Comedy Challenge? Because there were lots of people who had bought tickets to the shows, let alone the fact that there were like 25, you know, comics performing clean. Did anybody approach you and throw any sort of doubt into your mind of going, should you really be doing these jokes at the Clean Comedy Challenge? Did that ever come up?
No, I don't think I heard that from anyone there. I did run that through my own head a lot.
Right.
You know, I was a little worried at first, but after the first time we did a, you know, a short set, it seemed like everybody was on board and it was going to be fine. And it was. The response was great. Everybody was positive. In fact, I even referenced I did drop a swear word at one point, and I referenced it in the next set, and they laughed at that. So I think everybody was pretty gracious and cool about it.
So maybe I'll step back again. I'm going to step back very quickly. How long have you been smoking cannabis, and how long have you been driving the Uber, and then how long have you been doing comedy? Let's go in that order.
Well, cannabis was first. I mean, that goes way back to my Midwestern days, Iowa, ditch weed, you know, just goofing around idiot, young guy, mm-hmm. Versus the goof around idiot old guy that I am now.
Right.
So that came first. And then, I came out to California and, I was in Chicago for a bit. And then I came out to California and I did, started some stand up and some comedy stuff out here. So that would have been number two. And then later, just, you know, in the last, 3 or 4 years, Uber. So that's the order.
Okay. So comedy came before the Uber. I would have thought Uber came in the middle there.
Yeah. There was sort of two stages though. I mean, the initial, comedy outing was just, there were no Uber jokes. There were maybe some cannabis jokes, that was a long time ago, and then I kind of took a break. I tried to make a living and get other work for many, many years and kind of put the comedy on the back burner. And only recently in the last couple of years have I come back around with the help of a couple of these guys on here, Joel Madison and Barry Tracton,
yep.
Comedy buddies of mine, kind of spurred me on to get me back out there and start it up again. So that's just in the last couple of years.
So we're talking about the writing process. Now I'm not a consumer. So I don't know the effects of cannabis in terms of the creative process. So the question would be, have you ever found, I don't know how often you consume versus how much you don't, maybe it's maybe you never don't consume except when you're sleeping, but, do you find that for you personally, cannabis helps you creatively, hurts you creatively, like motivation wise in terms of writing, in terms of the entire process of preparing to be a comic? Do you think it hurts in some ways, helps in some ways?
I think it helps me. I think it sort of loosens me up and, you know, I think keeps me from kind of holding back. It doesn't mean everything I write or every joke I write is going to be good, later, but it always seems like a good idea at the time. So at least gets the juices flowing. It can also be a I guess a negative, you know, if I just take a nap all day, and don't write anything.
Well, now I don't. As a non-consumer, I sometimes take naps all day too. So I think that's just that's just simply a character quality.
Yeah. Okay, it's kind of universal, I guess.
That's pretty universal.
And maybe it's not the cannabis that's making me take those naps. Now that you mention it, maybe I'm just a guy that takes naps like you.
Maybe you're just a napper like me. Someone posted online that they said, anybody else feeling like taking a nap today? And I was like, I just got up from yesterday's nap. Like you know, like sometimes that's what we do.
Yeah.
Do you love performing in front of a crowd, or do you prefer performing in your Uber? Do you actually like crack jokes when you take an Uber drive, like hoping to get like 5 stars for being a little bit comedian-ish in your Uber driving?
I do. I mean, I enjoy, I try to be kind of an entertaining driver, without being too obnoxious. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're more into it than others. You know, you can usually tell if they're with you. I'll be a little loose, but if not, I'll clam up and just get them where they're going. You know,
what do you love most about comedy, and why did you get into it?
Well, as you know, there's nothing like that. That feeling, that sort of exhilarating feeling when you're up there and it's working, you know, you're getting laughs. And I think anybody that's like in the arts, you know, whether you're a musician or an actor or a comedian or, you know, a singer, you just really, really connect with that response from an audience, from a live audience. And with comedy, when it's working, you know, when they're laughing and it feels good, it feels really good. And it's really satisfying. And it's just, you know, it's just kind of what it's all about. Now, when it's not working, mm-hmm. you may not know this because your stuff always works. But when it's not working, that is the opposite. That's a total bummer, man. That is a drag. If it's just, they're not buying it, you're kind of tanking, you're kind of rethinking everything. Why am I doing this? I should get back out there into the car and just wrap it up. But then you'll be back. You know, it's kind of addictive. And I guess I have an addictive personality, as we've discussed.
Now, growing up in Iowa, did you like grow up and stand outside in a cornfield and start performing for the corn? Like, did you feel you were going to go into comedy? Were you class clown? Were you cornfield clown? Like, how did that work?
Well, you were really going back to the origin story.
Yeah.
Doing comedy, I didn't do this, but I wish I had. The thing about doing comedy in a field of corn is they're all ears.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Yeah. Can we?
Yeah, there you go. A little siren for you. Beautiful. Yeah.
No, I knew that was a joke within a joke. That was a super bomb set up to be a super bomb.
Yeah, no, that was very good.
Yeah. I didn't really think about being a comedian when I was a kid. I did like you know, acting stuff and school plays, high school plays, and kind of leaning into the more comedic stuff I enjoyed. But it took me a long time to really try stand-up. I had a lot of friends, or quite a few friends, that were doing that, you know, like in the late 80s, early 90s. But I didn't really think it was my thing. It was, you know, it's kind of scary. And it took me a while to finally put something together, and, you know, it was okay. And I did it a few times, like I said, once I got out here. But then I took a long break. But I'm excited to be back into it now.
Now, Joel Madison has a question here. Did you ever pants anyone? Like, I don't wear pants for these shows unless it's a female guest out of old school respect or whatever. But have you? Apparently, Joel wants to know if you've ever pantsed anyone. It's a good question.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, would that count, like, in gym class, you know? You just, the gym shorts? Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think we all might have done that a time or two. I probably had it done to me more than I did to others. I wasn't a bully, and I was pretty scrawny little dork. I wasn't out there looking for trouble.
A lot of people are really thrown off by the fact that I tell people that I used to be like scrawny and awkward. Like when you get to this place where it's like people are looking at me going, "Wow, that guy is like super funny and incredibly good looking." Like it's a unique combination, and they have a hard time thinking that one day I used to be awkward. But
That's hard to believe.
yeah, like I don't know how you define what you do, but like right now, people are watching. Like I provide something. I provide a little bit of laughter for the soul and some candy for the eye, right? There's a little something. So that's kind of something that I. But so when people hear your stories, do you still feel like that awkward, scrawny kid, or is comedy and Uber driving and smoking some cannabis kind of made you a little more confident?
Oh, I'm definitely more confident now, and maybe the cannabis has something to do with that. Maybe just getting older, you gain confidence, and that's good. Confidence is key, as we know, in so many ways. But no, I'm pretty okay with who I am, yeah, I think I'm pretty comfortable and confident in general. I mean, I'm not out there saving lives or discovering, cure for cancer or anything, but I'm happy with what I'm doing.
Well, number one, you are getting people to and from, so that you're an essential service,
True.
right? Even though no one's really supposed to be going anywhere. But number two, I believe that laughter is one of the best medicines. And so, I don't we're not heal I think comedians should be essential, should be considered essential services, because these are the moments, right? We may not be making the cures, but we're what allows people. Like right now, they're trying to make a vaccine and trying to get all this thing done. Now, whether or not you believe in the conspiracies of vaccines, we don't have to go there. That could be a different show. But I believe that our role as comics is just as important as that end vaccine, because we're the ones that are going to help people get through this time to the point where something like this can end. So I believe that you are doing an important work.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're
I'm going to
welcome.
put the vaccine just a little bit, just one step above what we're doing, but what we're doing is important. You know what? The vaccine, though, vaccine's going to kind of come and go. What we're doing, going to keep it rolling, baby.
That's right. That's
So
right.
maybe we are more important than the vaccine. I don't know. I'm starting to think maybe we are.
I put the vaccine down. I put the vaccine down here. There's
All right.
comedians, Alyssa Milano, vaccines.
Yeah.
That's,
What do
yeah.
you put orange juice in that?
Probably right above vaccines. There's a whole lot of things above vaccines. Joel is saying that you apparently owe Barry and him commission on this. So let me just set the record straight. There is zero money going. I just want, I don't want them coming after you, right, Martin?
Thanks, Timmy.
Zero money flowing. But just out of curiosity, what is your email so I could maybe, e-transfer and send some money your way? Just out, you
Yeah,
know,
I
in
get
that.
it to you. You know what? I'll get it to you
Yeah,
afterwards.
but there's
Don't worry
there's
about it.
obviously no payment
No,
going.
no, no. Maybe a
So
thank you card. That's okay.
yeah,
I'll let those
absolutely.
guys read it.
Hey, how are you handling quarantine here? Like you're stuck in your house. For me, my life really hasn't changed other than the fact that I'm not on the road. But this is what I do. I nap, I eat, I work from home. I live in a village that has been practicing social distancing for 150 years. Like it's small and quiet. So my life hasn't changed. How has yours been affected, and how are you coping with it?
Well, the lounging around the house part, I do a lot of that. So that part, I'm pretty comfortable as you are, lounging around and just chilling at home. I do a lot of that. So that part doesn't bother me so much, but not being able to I don't drive as much, so I'm not making so much dough, and my routine is disrupted in that way. What's the other thing? I don't know. I guess just not being able to go out and do shows, do comedy. It's just, it's a major disruption for everyone, obviously. But those are kind of the two things. Nights I'd be doing shows, days and nights I'd be driving. So that's all gone. So it's a lot more just sitting around. But I'm trying to be productive and write. Maybe shoot some funny videos and stuff. But yeah, I don't know.
Well, Joel is one who I think on the time he was on the show, we talked about the great opportunity we have as artists to focus on the craft, right? Like you're talking about spending some time to write. It can be so easy to go, well, I guess I'm not doing shows, so now I'll sit back because I got nothing to prepare for. And it's like, no, this is the time where we should be preparing for when this thing launch, when this thing, you know, ends, you know, 400 plus days or so from now, we'll all be ready to attack the game again. What is the perfect, we're getting ready to close up here, Martin. I appreciate you coming on the show just as we're closing off here, just so you know, guys, that's Martin Franks. My name is Timmy Boyle. But what is the comedy world look like for Martin Franks going forward? Do you have a vision and a goal? Like, do you want to be on TV? Do you just want to do more stand-up? Do you want to perform in large arenas? Are you happy just doing clubs and driving Uber? Like, what do you see down the road?
I'd like to. I think the goal, in, you know, like it's, like we've been talking about, Barry and Joel are kind of instrumental in pushing me and helping me, you know, move forward on all this. I think we'd like to continue to come up with more material. I could use more minutes of material. And then we're not looking at arenas, but, you know, it'd be nice to get, hit some bigger venues and make a little money here and there. I do enjoy, you know, acting. I wouldn't be opposed to, you know, getting more acting work or comedy work in that way. You know, and I like to, it'd be nice to get out of town once in a while, travel a little bit. I don't need to be on the road full time. I'm not looking for that, but it'd be nice to travel once in a while, do gigs out of town, come up to Canada or somewhere, get to New York once in a while, you know, and just keep throwing it out there. If it evolves into something else monetarily or television wise or something, that's great. But meanwhile, just keep getting out there in front of the people, I guess, is the main thing.
We should do a show. We should do a talk show or some sort of show. That's what we should do. We should team up, Martin Franks. We should do some sort of show. So
Joel, that would be great. I like your style, man.
Joel and Barry, just word up on that, eh? Let's look.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, we'll talk later.
All right, cool. Hey, this is the bell, so we're gonna have to get ready to wrap up because we know everybody's really busy here during quarantine. What would be something you would leave our viewers with in terms of life, comedy, words of wisdom? You know, what can an Iowa boy, cannabis smoking Uber driver comedian leave with this viewership to set them up on the path going forward?
I think I would just say, and I don't want to sound like, I don't want Mary Jane to come back at me if I sound like a 70s guy, but do your thing, baby. Get out there, whatever your thing is, do your thing. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about what everybody thinks. Boosh. Yeah. Get out there, do your thing. Do what makes you happy and go from there.
That's awesome. Where can we find your stuff? I know you're here. You're here on Martin Franks.
Martin Franks World here on Instagram. Yeah. You know, I'm on Facebook. What else? I don't know. Joel, Barry, is there anything else floating around? Videos?
Joel says Martin's YouTube. Is it just called Martin's YouTube?
We got to get more stuff on there. That's another thing we should be doing during all this is, creating more content, more funny stuff. But
okay. So just look up. So definitely right here, it's Martin Franks World. So people can see a little bit about what you do there. And we'll keep looking out for more. Martin, like I said, you were one of my favorites. There were like 25 comics down there. I really, really enjoyed watching you perform. But the conversations that we had briefly afterwards, we didn't get a whole lot of time to hang out.
No, but I'm glad we had that. And I'm glad we connected. And I'm glad we're still connected. And thanks for having me on. And hope to see you in person. Here or there, and yeah, let's do something sometime.
Yeah, no, I was prepared. We were preparing to hit a summer road trip and get down there to see everybody. And I doubt that's gonna. I don't know when the border's gonna open, but we will stay in touch, my friend.
We had a gig actually set for Auburn, New York, at the Auburn Public Theater. Joel was going too, and with a couple other guys, and that got canceled right when the virus hit, or it would have been. You know, in that neck of the woods.
We could have come down to you. That's all right, man. Hey. I love you. Stay well and keep in touch, okay? We'll work on something together along the way, I bet you.
Will do. Thank you.
All right, Martin. Take care, buddy.
Okay. Bye.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Calling Comedians Inca Quarantine. Please take a moment to like, share, subscribe, and ring the little bell so you and your friends don't miss any of the laughs. Episodes will be uploaded here at Timmy's Shorts daily until I run out. And be sure to check out the description below for links to connect with myself or my guests on social media, support us by buying merchandise, and also download the podcast version of this show. Until next time, remember, your brain, it's for thinking, not for eating. So just say no to zombies. My name's Timmy Boyle.